We are going to have a very interesting conversation today. I'm going to learn you something new, is what I wanted to tell you.
Learn me something new?
I'm going to learn you something new. Yes, I'm going to learn you. I will be learning you in a little bit.
I don't believe you, but okay. Because I know a lot of things. So
okay, well, I guarantee this is something that you don't know anything about.
I know lots.
I will quiz you to see if you know anything about this.
I'm very intelligent. Highly big brain, right. Massively intelligent. So okay, I know all.
My guess is you know nothing about what I'm going to talk to you about.
Okay. But I probably have studied it in college.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you went to college for what? Was it 2 weeks? How many weeks were you in college?
Maybe 2 weeks. Yeah, I didn't make it a career like some people.
Is there like a little, what's on you? Is it a dog on your shirt?
Oh, it's a Popper shirt.
Poppers. What's Poppers?
It's a Letterkenny beer.
Oh, wow, that is a commitment to the bit.
I love that show. And yeah, I got a shirt just to show off my love for the Letterkenny.
The beer's called Poppers.
It's Poppers. That's the name of the beer.
And there's a yellow lab.
The dog's name on the show is Gus, because the whiskey they drink is Gus and Brew. So his name is Gus.
I love it. There's, you know, you've got me watching Letterkenny. I don't love it the way you love it, but I do love the fact that there's always dogs. Like someone's always holding a dog or walking in with a dog, or it's like the cast is people and dogs.
There is never a time where a dog is walking. A dog is always held, and it doesn't matter.
Being held, okay.
It doesn't matter how big the dog is. The dog is being held. And funny. There's one scene when the main character is holding a German Shepherd, and the German Shepherd is probably an 80-pound dog. But there's one whole scene where they go to SPCA, and they're just holding puppies, and that's all they want to do. It's nothing but dog stuff. And behind the scenes, there's like a blooper reel. And even behind the scenes, they're holding dogs.
Oh, my God. I love the show.
So it's all about loving dogs and holding them and talking to them in a certain way. And it's the greatest show. It takes a few watches to get into it. But once you get into it,
I watched
brilliant.
Like an episode and a half, and I didn't quite get into it. Were they Canadian?
They're Canadian, but it's really great writing and really great acting.
Yeah.
You got to give it a shot.
Okay. Yeah, no, I did give it a shot. Letterkenny. I'll give it another shot.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. My first thing tonight, I'm going to make you say, whoa. I have a bunch of things that's going to make you go, whoa.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready to go, whoa.
Some things that you never knew about, or things you have to think about and go, oh.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. Like, there is a theory that when you die, the light at the tunnel is actually you being born again. And the reason you cry when you're a baby is because you're missing your previous life and the people in your life. And when you get older than 3, that's when you start to forget about your past and remember it through deja vu sometimes.
That's freak. Can you imagine if that's true? How cool that would be?
Told you. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. When you clean a vacuum cleaner, you become a vacuum cleaner.
That's stupid.
But that's, it's just true. Dumb. It makes you go, whoa.
Okay. Well, that one's just dumb.
Okay.
I'm not going to whoa that one.
Every mirror that you buy is used.
Every mirror that you buy is used.
Somebody's looked in it already.
That's a good point.
So
yeah, used mirror.
You can't buy a new one.
There are no new mirrors. That's a good point. Like if you go to, I was at Home Depot today because my mother's redoing one of her bathrooms. Mm. And we were looking at mirrors and bath, you know, like all the bath stuff that she'll need. And we were checking out all these mirrors. And you know what? we use the mirrors. People walked by. Those mirrors are all they're selling them new.
Exactly.
Those are used mirrors.
You should get them at a discount. You could technically eat a cancerous tumor and it wouldn't give you cancer.
That doesn't sound right.
No, you could eat a tumor, like cook it up, and it wouldn't give you cancer.
Is it because the cells are dead by then?
Probably. But it's not going to give you cancer if you eat it.
I'm not going to take the risk. How about that?
If feathers tickle, then why aren't birds constantly laughing?
Because feathers don't tickle birds.
Exactly. So, whoa. Okay. One in five adults. One in five adults in Rwanda have witnessed a person being hacked to death by a machete.
I hope that isn't true, but I have a feeling it is.
One in five.
Right. That's awful what went on there, what continues to go on there. Yeah, that's not a whoa. That's really sad.
There is a D in fridge, but not in refrigerator. Whoa. Think about
refrigerator.
That one. But there's one in fridge, but not refrigerator.
How do you spell refrigerator then? Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense.
There's no D. There's no D in it. Okay. There's a moment. Okay.
There is no D in refrigerator. No. I had to look just to make sure.
You've written 7 books, by the way.
That's a whoa. That's something I had never really thought about. That's a whoa. That's like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but okay.
There's a moment during cremation that the meat is cooked perfectly.
That's stupid.
No, it's true.
That's dumb.
No, it's true.
That's dumb.
When a body is being cremated, it smells oddly of chicken. It's true. When you bite down on something, you're actually biting up. You can't bite down. You actually bite up.
That's a good point, because your top mouth stays where it is.
Your top mouth doesn't move, but your bottom mouth.
Your top mouth doesn't move. It's your bottom mouth that's moving. Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a whoa. I'll give you that one.
Every telephone manual. So when you buy your iPhone, every manual, doesn't matter what kind of phone it is, it has a thing on it that says, if this phone gets wet, do not put in a microwave to dry.
Because some idiot did that.
Phone comes with that in the manual.
Well, and now Gorilla Glue is going to come with do not put on hair.
Right. And
you just need one person.
Credit scores were not a thing until 1989.
So how did they determine if they should give you a mortgage or not before that?
I can't remember before then, so I don't know. In 2008, there were 11 million people listed as missing in China.
Oh my God.
11 million.
Missing.
There are more nipples on the planet than there are people.
There are more nipples on the planet. Well, it's because like dogs have lots of nipples.
And
like a female dog.
And one person has two. So there are more nipples.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, right. That's right. Of course. One person has two nipples. Yeah. So there's more nipples than people.
Nipples are fun. And there's more nipples on Earth than there is people. So,
well, if you want to do that, then there's more eyes. There's more ears.
I didn't nipples.
There's more arms.
Nipples. Here's the last one. Okay, you ready?
Thank God, it's finally over.
This is going to make you go, you have to go, whoa. When I do this one.
Okay.
There's no real way to prove that your consciousness dies when you're dead. Because being dead just means everything in your body has physically stopped and you're unresponsive, right?
Right.
So there might be a chance you can still hear your surroundings until you decompose.
That's why, you know what? Fry me up like chicken. That's why I'm getting cremated.
You can still hear when you're dead.
Yeah, but your brain's not working.
Maybe a little bit of the brain is still active or something that you can hear.
This doesn't sound right to me.
Whoa.